The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College, online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome to the Haverty Gymnasium here on the campus of Marshall Mount Academy in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for high school postseason basketball. Can you believe it? It's Class 3A Substate Girls Play as Marshall Mount Academy is playing host to Bishop Ward. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering and taking such good care of us. He's done it all year, and he keeps it up. I don't know why he's so good to me. Joseph, thank you very much. Tom Couch with you here courtside. We are a little tardy tonight. There's a fabulous story. I'll see if I can get to that as we go along here. Why we're a little late, but doesn't matter. We are moments away from the tip-off of this game this evening. Bishop Ward, Morehill Mount Academy, they played once already this year. You'd think, what are the odds of that? Well, they, of course, in the mid-season tournament at McLeod, they paired up against one another. MHMA won that game. Okay, and that was kind of big at the time, but it became really big later as those two teams ended up with the identical 12-8 record. They were tied for fourth and fifth in the substate, but by virtue of having won that game, the tiebreaker went to MHMA, and we're in Atchison tonight. That said, public address announcer, he's getting ready to introduce the starters to the crowd on hand, I think, pretty quick, and with that in mind, let me introduce them to you. What do you say? First of all, there we go. First of all, for the visitors from Bishop Ward, the Lady Cyclones under head coach Louis Oropeza. They're going to be starting 5'4" junior forward Emily Collins. Mercedes Dominguez, she's a 5' senior. Jaden Oropeza, the 5'3" senior. At 5'4", Neves Vasquez. And running it out, Isabella Hernandez, 5'4", the tallest player on the court for Bishop Ward, 5'4". For Marhill Mount Academy and head coach Luke Knoll, as I mentioned a moment ago, the Lady Ravens coming into the game at 12-8, and they are going to be starting Scarlett Bagley and Hannah Coker. They're also going to be starting Nora Kinkner, Bethany Urban, and Caitlin Folsom. So you're going to have, what, three seniors, a junior, and a freshman. So it is going to be interesting to see how this all shakes out. Nice crowd on hand, not a huge crowd. So if you're out and around looking for somewhere to go, wanting to see a little high school hoops, here's an opportunity for you here. And, of course, here on Care Radio, we are going to be having high school basketball tomorrow night, right back up here again in the Haverty Gymnasium. It'll be the guys' turn. Morehill Mount Academy boys, the 3 seed, are going to be playing host to the Eagles of Silver Lake. You'll have that one tomorrow night on K-Radio. And then the plan is to shift the 93.7 focus to the Horton 2A Substate for games on Thursday and Friday and Saturday. So we've got all of that to take care of. Certainly glad to have you along with us here this evening. And you know what? This is a really good opportunity for me to remind you that this game is being brought to you by this station, its advertisers, and the member high schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the express written consent of CARE Radio and the KSHSAA. Nice student section over here for MHMA across the way. And again, the guys not playing tonight. That's why we have this later than typical girls start, originally intended for 7 o'clock. Just had a little logistical problem getting everybody in the gymnasium, but they've got everybody here, and we're going to be good to go for the start here for this girls' game this evening. All right, looks like they've got the PA all working, and everybody has been introduced. The officiating crew making their way out on the floor, and we're about ready to get this thing launched. Congratulations to the Jefferson County North boys as they have won tonight, 41-22 over Republic County. So, head coach Corey Noll, congratulations to you. MHMA in the home white uniforms with gold and black. For Bishop Ward, it is a traveling black with white, the very familiar Cyclone black and white uniforms. And we're ready to get underway. The ball goes up, the tip. It's going to be controlled down by Bishop Ward, and we are underway. Mighty Cyclones with a basketball, and they've got it out on top. Here's a driving shot from the right side. It's going to be up, and it is good. And off the hand of Jaden Oropeza. And it's going to be a 2-0 lead. And then MHMA turns it over on the inbound. So give Ward that early 2-0 lead, 7:44 to go in the opening quarter, and they're going to have the ball right back at their offensive baseline. Lady Ravens with an inbound infraction. Cyclones looking to bring it in, and there's a 5-second call. Could not get the ball inbounded in the backcourt. Lady Ravens are going to bring it in. Keckner will bring it in. And here comes Bethany Urban. Bethany will cross just to the left side of the center circle, kick it over to the right edge. The feed's going to go underneath to Scarlett. It's off her hand. It's out of bounds. And the Lady Ravens, two possessions, two turnovers. Ward's going to be bringing it back up the floor. It'll be inbounded from deep into backcourt this time by Oropeza. She'll get into the forecourt, walk a little tightrope, lob it off on top. Gets it over to the left side. Vasquez, now the three shot is up. In and out, no good. Rebound tipped out. Pull back down again by Oropeza. Bishop Ward likes the perimeter shot. Now here's the steal. Bethany has it blocked away. Bishop Ward, a team that likes to shoot the three, shoots it a lot. And again, a team that is not very tall, for them to be successful, hitting those shots is going to be imperative. That foul, by the way, is going to be on Emily Collins for Ward. It'll be her first foul of the ball game and the first point of the game for MHMA will belong to Bethany Urban as she will knock down free throw number one. One more shot looking for the early tie. And she's got it. So Urban will hit them both, and it is a 2-2 game. And we've got 7:09 to go first quarter. Into the forecourt with a little outlet pass. It's going to be taken to Collins. She'll drive it into the lane. The ball's going to be batted away. Save. Rescue back out on top. And Ward will work around to the left side. Kicks it over to the Vasquez, who travels with a basketball. Lady Ravens are going to have the back of the backcourt. They're going to be putting into play right in front of the MHMA bench. And again, it'll be Keckner to inbound. Nora Keckner brings it in, and Bethany Urban walks it up the floor. She's going to be met way up high topside by Nieves Vasquez. And here's a shot that goes up for the Lady Ravens. Won't fall in for Hannah Coker. For the rebound lost out of bounds, it'll be MHMA basketball. 6:42 to go in the opening quarter. It's a 2-2 ball game. And it'll come quickly. Urban launching three, too strong. Rebounding it back down is going to be Coker. Lady Ravens are going to keep it down. The pass out on top to Urban. Return pass to Coker is going to be stopped going out of bounds. I'll tell you what, Bishop Ward is not tall, but they are very quick. There's a big difference between fast and quick. I think they're fast, but I can tell you they're quick. The Lady Ravens are going to get the ball right in play. The feed underneath, Folsom, layup, misses. And a rebound is going to be taken away. Here comes Ward. They'll run it down the left side, dump it over to the left edge. Vasquez with it, comes back out on top. Here's a three, top of the key is going to be wide to the right side, and the rebound is going to be lost down to play, down to the baseline. As Emily Collins' three-point shot is off the mark, Lady Ravens are going to have it back in. 6:14 to go in the opening quarter, still a 2-2 ball game. Markham Mount Academy's 2 points coming on a pair of free throws by Bethany Urban. Back down the left side, and MHMA works the perimeter against a 2-3 zone. Here's a baseline three, up and good. How about that? Coker knocks it down for the baseline right. Hannah Coker makes it a 5-2 Lady Raven lead at 5:50 to go in the first quarter. Long cross court pass, the feed down to the baseline, and another travel. And when it happened, I'm going to tell you, down at the baseline, getting her hands out of basketball, Nina Vasquez had a defender in front of her, went with a little head fake, kind of tried to juke that defender a little bit, but in the process, moves the feet. You see it happen a lot of times. That was the call immediately by the official who was right on the spot. Lady Ravens coming back up the floor. 5:40 to go in the opening quarter, leading it by three. They'll feed it over to the left side. It's going to be Scarlett with it. Bagley tries to back in, loses the handle. The ball's going to be on the floor, picked up by Ward. Up the floor is going to be Oropeza. Dumps it over to the left side. The running layup is up, rolls around, and it is good. Just coming into the ballgame for Bishop Ward and picking up her first point of the ballgame. That is going to be Aliana Mendez. And now the Lady Ravens shot won't drop. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Ward. They'll take it out on top. Go the three. In and out, no. Rebound at the baseline. Lost out of bounds. Back it comes to the Lady Ravens. 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. It is a 5-4 game. I think neither of these teams is probably playing their very best ball. But you got to understand, it's different somehow when you're playing a sub-state game. Your season starts and finishes if you win or lose. And now here's a pass from Folsom down to the baseline. She was looking for Keckner. The pass was high and long and out of reach, thrown away by the Ravens. 4:45 to play in the first quarter. And again, back up the floor with it, it's going to come Ward. Oropeza gets into the forecourt, gets double-teamed, trapped up top, is able to get rid of the ball, takes it over to the right side to Hernandez, who travels with it. She kind of lost the handle. And by the time she was able to corral it, it was a traveling violation, and the Lady Ravens get it back. And for Ward, that must be their fifth turnover with a traveling call already in this opening quarter, less than 4 minutes old. Here's Coker, her three-point shot blocked. Rebounding it down is Scarlett. Gets it back to Coker. Cross-court it's going to go. Keckner will go three. Rolls around, no good. Rebound, Scarlett. And she jams a finger, and the ball's going to get away and go out of bounds. So MHMA comes up empty again on that trip up the court. And with 4:20 to play in the opening quarter, Lady Ravens leading it by one at 5-4. The pass, of course, going to be stolen. Here comes Keckner. She'll try to feed it across, lose the handle, steps on the baseline, and another MHMA TO. Now checking into the ball game for head coach Luke Knoll. Going to be the freshman, Hannah Cody, and the junior, Jordan Rink. Still 4:10 to go in the opening quarter. We're not halfway through the first yet. We've had a lot of action. And now a mishandling of the ball on the upcourt play, and it's going to be turned over by Vasquez. Lady Ravens are going to get it back. I will absolutely guarantee you we've had twice as many turnovers as points in this game. Here's a lob out on top. It's going to be Rink. Gets it to Urban. She'll go for three. Off the window, and it rattles around and falls in. How about that shot? Bethany Urban has five. It is an 8-2 MHMA lead. We're at 3:45 and rolling along here in the first. Now the ball is going to get away on the left side. Vasquez loses the handle. Ravens are going to pick it up. It's going to be lost by Cody, but saved by Urban. Urban launches over to Cody. She'll back away in near travel. Keeps that left foot planted enough. Back it'll go to Coker, to Urban. Coker in the corner. Goes for the long two. Drains it. Lady Ravens have put together a big lead. I'm expecting a timeout. Not getting it yet from Ward. And now they're going to lose the ball. Picked up by Cody. Here come the Ravens. Cody never saw the defender coming up from behind her, who is way, way too fast. It's going to be knocked away out of bounds, and we're going to get that Ward timeout. Taking a break. We're at 3:11 to go in the opening quarter in Atchison, Kansas. Class 3A, Sun State basketball. Morehamount Academy's Lady Ravens 10, Bishop Ward 4.
For all your livestock needs, think Blair's in Atchison. Since 1867, Blair Feeds has been helping cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock. Check out our mineral promotion for March and April. $10 off non-medicated mineral and $20 off medicated mineral in 10 lots. Blair's Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals available with Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic for the proper growth and immune protection. To find out which mineral works best for you, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
Come out of the timeout on the floor for Morehamount Academy. We're going to have Caitlin Folsom. It'll be put in play by Nora Keckner. You got Bethany Urban, Jordan Rink, and Hannah Cody. Those are the five out there for MHMA. The ball comes in. The shot by Folsom rolls around, and it rolls in. Caitlin Folsom will have her first point to the ball game, and MHMA goes up now 12-4. 3 minutes to go in the first. Down on the other end, wide open layup from the left side is going to be good by Vasquez. It is 12-6. 2:50 to play in the first. Urban goes right side. They'll feed it off the block. The kick back out on top. Urban will go another three. Kicked out, no. Rebound underneath. Cody had it. Nearly stepped down on that baseline. The official does not go with it. Back over, it'll go to Rink. Urban back to Jordan Rink. Tries to skip it across and right into the hands of a defender who loses it out of bounds. It'll be Raven basketball at their baseline. 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the opening quarter. MHMA looking. Keckner will come out on top. Cody steps inside, goes from 16, way short. And a rebound pulled down by Emily Collins. Here comes Ward. Collins will bring it down the court. Get greeted at the free throw line. It's going to be knocked free, stolen away, and Lady Reeves is going to come back up the floor with it at 2:15 to go in the first. Now, it's going to be taken away from Cody. She'll give it up to freshman with a turnover. The driving layup on the other end missed. Rebound, Ravens. Here comes Cody again, a little two-handed dribble. Just can't get a control of that thing, and now she's going to get it out on top to Bethany, and the junior point guard will calm the team down a little bit. Rink back out on top to Urban. Cody will have it on the right side. She'll launch the three with all her might and gets it in. Three-point shot, Hannah Cody. It's now 15-6 with a minute 46 to go in the first. MHMA, a nine-point lead. It is their largest of the evening. Ward will have it on top and bank it away with the basketball. It's going to be Jaden Oropeza. They'll go into the lane. Collins, driving shot is going to be up too hard off the window with a rebound. Pull down Keckner. Here comes Urban. Ravens run. Urban, one on three. Goes in, goes up, slices through the defense to score. Bethany Urban with seven. 17-6, Lady Ravens by 11. And at a minute 15 to go in the opening quarter, another Ward turnover with a travel. Morehamount Academy is going to take Bethany out of the game, give her a little breather, and returning to the lineup is going to be senior Hannah Coker. 17-6 MHMA with a minute 15 to play in the first. Cody, left side, it goes to Coker. Back over to the left. Here's a three for Folsom. Got it! Caitlin Folsom from outside. Caitlin will have her fifth point of the game. It is now 20-6. MHMA stretches the lead to 14. Here's a three on the other end by Ward. No. We're going to go down Lady Ravens. 45 seconds to go in the first. Coker with it. Top side, Cody. 40 seconds left, opening quarter. We've seen a switch in the defenses by Ward. Got a little player defense now. They'll dump it over to the left edge. The feed to the block, and it's going to be out of bounds off the fingertips of Emily Collins. Back it'll come to the Lady Ravens. 27 seconds left in the first. Putting in a play at the baseline. Going to be Hannah Coker. Hannah looking in. Gets it to the free throw line on the floor a couple of times. Back at it'll come to Folsom. Plenty of time, 20. Now the cross-court pass from Folsom is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. Ward touched it last. Ravens are going to have it in from the far side. 19 seconds left in the first, and we're going to get a Raven timeout. Coach Noah going to take it. Let's do it, Joseph. 19 seconds to go in the opening quarter. It's all MHMA. Lady Ravens 20, Ward 6.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no birdie bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Coach Snow has hatched over there on the sideline. His team leading it by 14-20-6 with 19 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens putting in a play just into the forecourt on the sideline. It'll come to the point. Up top side with it is going to be Cody, the freshman guard. Works her way around to the right side. Brings it back to the top, back to the left. And the ball is just going to be taken away from her. They just picked her pocket clean. And now the ball is going to be knocked free and... we're going to have a foul on Cody, who tried to make up for the error. So Hannah Cody will have picked up her first foul. That is the first MHMA foul of the game. And, in fact, each team has only committed one foul with 2 seconds left in the first quarter. The ball comes in. 1 second. They are completely unaware of the time, running on offense. And we have run out of time, and the first quarter is in the book. We'll be back. Second quarter on the way here in Atchison, Kansas. After one, for him on Academy's Lady Ravens 20, Bishop Ward 6.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Hear that split-second precision timing? That's Joseph. He's our producer and engineer in the studio. He's doing all of that stuff. It makes me sound better than it would without him. Joseph, thank you. 20-6 MHMA in front of Ward here in Atchison, Kansas. Class 3A sub-state first-round game at the Haverty Gymnasium for the Lady Cyclones. Two apiece for Jaden Oropiza, Naves Vasquez, and Aliana Mendez. For MHMA, leading the way, Bethany Urban with 7. 5 apiece for Hannah Coker and Caitlin Folsom, and 3 for Hannah Cody. It'll be put in play for the Lady Ravens at midcourt. We're underway in the second quarter. It is a one-game night, but we're going to be back here tomorrow night for the guys' game. MHMA has got their starters back in, comes out on top. Keckner looks into the middle, gets double-teamed, in some trouble, has the ball taken away from her, and stolen away. Saved it on the sideline. Here come the Cyclones. Ward down the right side will feed into the middle of the lane. Trying to back in. No room there. The ball passed out on top to Oropiza. She'll have to retreat all the way to midcourt to pull it down. Half a minute gone in the second quarter. Here's a three-point shot. Left side up. No good. Rebounding it down is going to be Bethany. Urban racing it down the court. Taking it down the right side. Spinning, twisting, turning. The shot is up. No. Rebounding it down to Scarlett. On the floor, double dribbles the basketball. Here's the deal. Scarlett knew she couldn't move as far as she had to without dribbling, so she did. And it's going to be, with 7-11 to go in the half, it's going to be Ward basketball. Cyclones across midcourt, feed it to the left side of the lane, come back out on top. Now to the baseline, the uncontested three is off the rim, and another Scarlett Bengley rebound. And again, the outlet, come down with it is Bethany, and again, she's going to be caught from behind it. There's tremendous speed on this Ward team. That time, it was Neves Vasquez who just tracked her down from behind flap that ball away, it'll come back in again to the Lady Ravens. Holds him at the free throw line on the left side. Cross-court pass, Coker. The feed down low. Scarlett, inside move, missed it. Got her own rebound, followed up, and got fouled. The foul is going to be on it. Jaden Orapiza for Ward. It'll be her first, and that'll be only team foul two. Remarkably few fouls. Plenty of turnovers, absolutely no fouls in this game so far. That is a second by Ward. The free throw for Scarlett, right in there. Scarlett Bagley will have her first point of the game, stretching the MHMA lead now to 21-6. One more shot, and she'll get them both. Scarlett with two. It is 22-6 MHMA. Pass over to the right side, trying to drive in, and another traveling violation by Bishop Ward. It's got to be a double-digit travels right now, I would think. 6:38 to play in the opening half. Now the officials having a powwow, two of them deep in the backcourt. One of them holding the ball, the other one kind of has his hand. Looks like, you know, and if you watch NFL coaches where they put their hand over their mouth so you can't see what they're saying, they're having a little whisper, and whatever it is, they seem to have gotten it hashed out, but no obvious implication. Lady Ravens up the floor. 6.5 to go in the half. Bethany Urban. She'll lob it over to the left side. Keckner with the ball. Feeds in the middle of Scarlett. Back it'll go. Coker. She'll hit another three. What a nice job by Hannah Coker, who has found the range. She's got eight. It is 25-6. And we've got 6 minutes left in the half. Here's a three on the other end. A little too strong, and Scarlett's going to let that thing fly out of bounds on a hop. Back it will come to the Lady Ravens. Our Hillmount Academy, all business here this evening, leading a 25-6. Top side is going to be Bethany. She'll bring it to Keckner. Starts to drive in, gets doubled up, pass in the middle, saved by Scarlett. Good hustle by Scarlett, who just has the ball ripped away from her. Here comes Ward. That's going to be stolen back. Underneath, all alone, Folsom for two. Caitlin Folsom has seven. 27-6. 5.5 to go in the first half. Over to the baseline, right goes Ward. Out on top, 16-footer, off the window and good. And that breaks a tremendous scoreless streak that goes back to 3 minutes to play in the half. Here's a shot on the other side by Coker, no good. Ward rebounds it down. 27-8. And we've got 5 minutes to go in the half, and we're going to get a timeout. Yes, we are. Taking a break with Ward. 5 minutes to go in the half. It is Moore Hillmount Academy 27, Bishop Ward 8.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Back with you here in Atchison, Kansas, and as we return, Ward is going to be putting the ball in play at midcourt. Quickly, they'll launch a baseline three. It is up, and it is good. That is Mercedes Dominguez getting her first points of the game. Cutting the Raven lead now to 30-8. 4:45 to play in the first half. No, it is 27-8. That's right. I had it right. Why do I look at that scoreboard? Here's a nice sidestep on the baseline with a shot off the mark by Cody. Ravens are going to rebound it down. Cody will step inside the circle, hold the ball high above her head, and pass in the middle. It's going to be deflected, saved by Scarlett. Bingley able to come up with a basketball, and Cooney will dribble it off again, feeds into the middle of Scarlett, back out on top. Bethany will be left alone, launches three, it's off the mark, no good, rebound tipped out, Ravens are going to save it down. 4:10 to go in the half. Cody will have it on the left elbow, feeds down to the block. Scarlett has it, double team, back out on top. It's going to come. Cody really wants to take that three, but the defender gets right in her grill, won't let her have a shot. Now it's going to be stolen away from Cody, and goes into the backcourt, but Bethany Urban is going to steal it back. Ravens back up the floor. Bethany gets it across the timeline at 3:50 to go in the half. M.A. in front, 27-11. The feed over to the right side, and Folsom throws it right into the hands of Jaden Oropeza. Oropeza will take a top side. MHMA in a 2-3 zone defense. With 3.5 to play in the half. Now, the Ravens are going to come up with a steal. Trying that cross-court pass, cross-the-lane pass. Too much traffic in there. Now the feed underneath. Jordan Rink in the game, up for two. First points of the game for Rink. Now it is 29-11, back the other way. Little head fake, the feed to Rink. She'll put the shot up, missed it, gets her own rebound, missed it, draws a foul. She'll have free throws. Morehouse Academy in front at 29-11. And Jordan Rink, the junior, will be coming to the free throw line. That will be the second foul tonight by Jaden Oropeza for Ward. It is only their third team foul. And as the first shot is up and not going to go in for Jordan. Again, remarkably, three fouls by Ward and only one foul in the first half by MHMA, and we're under 3 minutes to go in the half. Ravens are going to make another couple of substitutions. Second free throw, perfect. Jordan has her third point of the evening. It is now 30-11. Back up floor with it. Over to the right side is going to be Neves Vasquez. The pass into the lane. That was a bullet. Picked up. Shot up. No. Rebound saved. Ward, little head fake. Pass it off on top. Going for three and dropping it through is going to be Oropeza. Her first three of the game. 30-14 and Ward battling top. 2.5 to go in the half. Lady Ravens have put together a 20-plus point lead, but Ward won't quit. Now they'll come up with a steal. Come down the court. The long two. Good for Ward. Two more for Aliana Mendez. It's now 30-16. And we're going to have another timeout taken by Coach Knoll. He's like saying, okay, guys, we cannot get complacent here. Taking a break. 2:13 to go in the half in Atchison. Lady Ravens 30, Bishop Ward 16.
Only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. Try our new Nacho Crunch Burritos with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we could compare our wild-caught Alaska Flounder fish tacos to other drive-thru fish options. But we have better fish to fry and serve with fresh pico and chipotle lime sauce. Alaska Flounder fish tacos are 2 for $6.50 for a limited time at Taco John's.
Both teams still huddled around the respective coaching staffs. We're 2 minutes and 13 seconds to go in the opening half. A look at this 3A sub-state for the Parent of Compton sub-state. The winner of this game will move on to Thursday night to play the winner of Silver Lake, the 1 seed, and Royal Valley, the 8 seed. And the other two games in this sub-state, both of them also going on here at 7 o'clock tonight. Heritage Christian is at home with Jeff West, and Rossville is hosting Perry LeCompton. So those winners will also be playing at Perry LeCompton on Thursday. We're back to action. Lady Ravens putting the ball in play. And here's going to be Hannah Cody. Turns it over. Bethany Urban goes back to rescue it. And then she gets fouled on the floor. She's trying to steal it back from Bethany. These Vasquez will have her first foul today. It'll be her first team foul, four by Bishop Ward. And with just over 2 minutes to go in the half, Lady Ravens again are going to be putting it a play just across midcourt. It'll come out on top to Bethany. She'll dump it over to the left side to Cody. Looks into the middle, doesn't have any room there. Brings it back to Keckner. To Cody. She'll launch the three. Air ball wide to the left side. Rebounding it off the floor. Here comes Ward. Up court with the basketball is Mendez. She'll get it to Oropeza. Back over to Mendez on the right side. Knifes into the lane, gets inside a defender, and is fouled prior to the shot on the floor. It'll be the Lady Ravens' second foul of the game, and it is going to be the first tonight by Hannah Cooker. A couple of substitutions by each of these teams. MHMA is going to be out there with Rink and Folsom, Bagley, Coker, and Urban. And at a minute 40, a three-point shot is taken and won't drop. And Coker, perfect inside position to rebound it down, hands it over to Bethany. Urban, knifing her way into the forecourt, splitting a couple of defenders, has it up topside with a minute and a half to go in the half. Kicks it over to the left, back out on top, jumps it to Folsom. She go from 15, misses the free throw length jump shot, and a rebound taken down by Ward. Weaving left, cutting back to the right, taking it all the way to the baseline, and dribbling away back out on top. It's going to be Vasquez. Over to the right side. An ankle-breaking move as Rink goes hard to the floor, but the shot won't drop. And a rebound pulled down by the Ravens. Over to the right side, Coker. Can she get another three? That one won't. Gets her own rebound. Out on top, Urban. Folsom into the lane. Little hook shot. Hits the bunny. Caitlin Folsom has nine. It is now 32-16, and Moore Hillman Academy went a long time between points. The drive to the baseline, long cross-court pass, back on top, uncontested three, no. And rebound pulled down by Bethany, who's fouled from behind. The foul is going to be on Mercedes Dominguez for Bishop Ward. Coming into the game now for Coach Oropeza is going to be Ivana Fierro Neri and also Diana Calderon. Half a minute to go in the half. MHMA. Bethany Urban, she's bringing it up. Now standing out on top, going to dribble the ball, wind this thing down. 19, 18 seconds, 17 to go in the half. MHMA with a 2-1 lead at 32-16. Now the ball's going to be knocked away from Urban, and she gets fouled. Coach Ortiz is just frustrated with that call. It's going to come back in again at midcourt, as that will be the second foul of the night for Ward's Naves Vasquez. Vasquez will come out of the ball game, and coach is going to bring Flor Macias into the game. 9 seconds, 8 seconds left. Running it down toward halftime, 4 seconds. That's a long three for Bethany. No. Rebound, pulled down, the clock expires, and we've made it to halftime. We'll be back here in the Haverty Gymnasium to summarize the opening half for you. Class 3A, girls sub-state basketball in Atchison, Kansas. At intermission, Marshall Mount Academy 32, Bishop Ward 16.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Welcome back as the crowd's filling in here at halftime. Teams have gone to the locker room, and let me recap the opening half scoring for you. First of all, for Bishop Ward, they're going to be paced in the first half by Jaden Orpiza with 7 points. For Aliana Mendez, who's come off the bench, Mercedes Dominguez has 3 and 2 for Neves Vasquez. For MHMA, Caitlin Folsom knocking down 9 to lead the way. Hannah Coker with 8, Bethany Urban with 7. Following them off the bench, Jordan Rink and Hannah Cody, 3 apiece, and 2 in the opening half for Scarlett Bagley. Fouls, Warren has a couple of players with 2, both Orpiza and Vasquez, each with 2. No one with more than 1 then. And for Morehill Mount Academy, 2 fouls in the first half. 1 by Coker, 1 by Cody. So no foul issues at all for Coach Noel. Tell you what we're going to do, take a little bit of a break. We'll be back shortly. The second half will not be far away. We invite you to be with us for it. But right now, with that halftime score, Morehill Mount Academy 32, Bishop Ward 16. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the world-renowned K-Radio Sports Studios for some postseason halftime.
Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy, tastes good.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you high school basketball from the Morehill Mount Academy Gym as they are playing host to Bishop Ward. We'll be returning to the girls' game in just a moment. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, all I can say for sure is that we've got a game tomorrow night at 7 p.m. It's going to be the Morehill Mount Academy boys hosting Silver Lake. Join us tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. Thursday, we have games scheduled. However, we do not have them announced yet. The game should be at 6 and 7:30 p.m. Friday, the same is true. We should have games about 6 and 7:30. Do keep tuned right here to Hot Country 93.7 for the morning and afternoon sportscast, where we will have more information on who will be playing and exactly what time they'll be playing. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the scores as I have them.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville is hosting their first career fair Thursday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Over 35 businesses and organizations have registered and will be offering a variety of jobs and services. The event is open to the public, so stop in
in and check out career opportunities in our local area. With Highland Community College, you're always close to home and far from debt. Don't miss the first annual Career Fair at the HCC Western Center in Baileyville, Kansas, this Thursday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., open to the public.
Here, 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on mscsports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcast to get connected to the game you want to hear. Here, 93.7, your local sports authority.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Taking a look around Northeast Kansas, we have some finals and girls games to report. It was Riley County leading Sabetha 26-24 in the finals. In the Minneapolis-Hiawatha game, Hiawatha ladies took home the win at 45 points to Minneapolis's 35. In the halftime scores that I have for ladies' games right now, I've got ACCHS leading Marysville 22-16. And in this game, we've got Marhill Mount Academy girls at 32 points to Bishop Ward ladies 16. I will be back in just a moment with a look at the boys' scores as I have them.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Taking a look at boys, we have a couple of finals to mention in the boys' scores for this evening. It was Valley Heights over Riverside, it was Riverside Cyclones over Valley Heights, 54-45. In the JCN Republic County boys' game, it was a resounding victory for the JCN boys at 41 points to Republic County's 22. In the third quarter, just going into the fourth, in the Jackson Heights Cobra game against the Horton Chargers, it is Horton Charger boys 33 to Jackson Heights Cobras 28 at the beginning of the fourth. We'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly clear tonight with lows around 29. Northerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 60. Lows dip down to about 33. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Wednesday, with daytime highs approaching 55. 43, chance for scattered showers Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Currently, it's 51.3 degrees Fahrenheit on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. We've got winds out of the west-northwest at 4 miles per hour. Today, we have received 0.96 inches of rain. The relative humidity is sitting at 65%. The barometric pressure is on the climb. We are currently at 29.74 inches of mercury. The dew point is sitting at 40 degrees Fahrenheit, and the feels like temperature out there is 45 degrees. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. locally owned and operated. You'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, we welcome you back to that feature game. It's Class 3A Substate play here in Atchison. Mario Mount Academy hosting Bishop Ward. We go to the second half. Lady Ravens in front, 32-16. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph and the CARE Radio Studio doing that great job taking care of us at intermission. Joseph, many thanks, sir. Tom Couch with you here, and Lady Ravens are going to be putting it in play. 32-16 MHMA in front. Bethany Urban will walk it up the court as head coach Luke Knoll for the Lady Ravens is going to have his original starting five. Scarlett Bagley, Hannah Coker, Nora Keckner, Bethany Urban, and Caitlin Folsom. Here's a three from the baseline. Coker, nobody stepped up. She started to shoot and said, no. And then nobody stepped up. She started to shoot and said, nah, I don't know. And then nobody stepped up. So she just throws it in. So nice three-point shot. Hannah Coker has 11. 35-16. Three-point shot at the other end is going to be up no good. And battle for the rebound is going to be won by Ward. They're going to keep it alive. Bring it back over to the left side. Here's another three. Set sail and good this time. Dropping that one through is going to be Mercedes Dominguez, her second three of the ball game, and it's 35-19 at Lady Ravens. And a bounce pass into the middle is going to be stolen away. Here comes Dominguez down the court. Urban knocks it away from her, sending Dominguez sprawling to the floor, but Mercedes back up to her feet quickly. Bethany will pick up the foul. Bethany's first foul of the ball game, the first foul of the second half by either team. It'll be Ward basketball in play from the left side of the lane in their offensive end. They'll bring it in over to the left side to Orpiza. Dribbling out toward the top, Dominguez. Back out to the point, Collins. Emily looks it to the middle, and kind of a motion-type offense being run right now. Against the Ravens zone defense. Here's a baseline three launched and missed, and rebounding it down is Scarlett. Bagley will come down with a basketball, and Urban coming up the floor and again. I'm going to tell you what, the quickest player on the floor is Neves Vasquez, number 34 for Bishop Ward. She is lightning fast. She runs fast, got the quick hands. I mean, she is everywhere. No one out there is faster or quicker than she is. Here's Urban, puts on his way, in and out won't fall. Rebounding it down. Cyclones. With 5.5 to go in the third quarter, Ward quickly up the floor, dumps it over to the right side where the long two is set on its way, no good. Folsom is going to rebound it down. Urban, back up court with it for MHMA. 35-19, Lady Ravens continuing to hold that 16-point lead. They led by that many at halftime, continue to lead by that number here. They have been in front by as many as 21. Here's Urban for three, short. And a rebound underneath by Collins. Ward back up the floor with it. Orpiza brings it down at the center to Collins. Orpiza again back out on top, picks up the ball on a little bit of a dribble, plays off the screen, gets it over to Dominguez. Over to the left side, back out on top. Ward moving the ball around, but right now Lady Raven is doing a good job. Here's a runner. It's going to be a high up off the window, and good. Two more for Orpiza. She's got nine. 35-21, and we're going to get a Raven timeout. Taking a break with MHMA. We're at 4:47 to go in the third quarter. It is Lady Ravens 35, Cyclones 21.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Gymnasium. Mark Hillman can be putting the ball back in play. It'll come in at midcourt. coming out of the timeout. Welcome back, everybody. 35-21. Lady Ravens in front here at home in this first round game in the Class 3A Sub-State. And now the ball is going to be stolen away from the Ravens. Flying down the court with it is Bishop Ward. And reaching in, we've got an MHMA foul. But whistle is going to be on Nora Keckner. It'll be her first foul. For Hillmount Academy team foul two. Ward has not committed a second half foul yet. 4.5 minutes to play in the third. Looking to bring the ball in play to come out on top to Mendez. Shot no. Gets your own rebound. Launches out on top to three. No. Rebound underneath and a tied up basketball and possession arrow. Lady Raven. 4:20 to go in the third quarter. Heckner brings it in, and here comes Bethany Urban. She'll walk it up the floor, taking it down the right side. Met up at the top of the key by Vasquez. Feeds in the middle of Folsom. She's cut off, gets it over to Coker. MHMA will go to the left side of the free throw line to Scarlett. Back it, go again to the left side to Coker. 2-3 zone defense right now by Bishop Ward. Now Urban will have it on the left side. She gets doubled up, and again, the quickness of Neves Vasquez. And another steal for Ward. Left side with the basketball, driving down to the baseline. It's going to be Mendez. Lobs it across to the left, taking her off the ball for just a minute, having lost it, but Dominguez is going to pick it up, and now it's on the floor. We've got a whistle. We get a foul, and let's see against whom it's going to be called. It'll be the first foul of the second half by Bishop Ward. So the Cyclones are going to have the foul called on. Is it 21 or is it 12? It's going to be the second foul of the game by Mercedes Dominguez. It is the first foul, or the second foul of the second half by Ward. 3.5 to go in the third. Now the pass to the middle. Looking for Scarlett. Stolen away. Here come the Cyclones. Down the court. Lobbing it to the back. Cutting down to the baseline. Now a wide open baseline shot. Short. Rebound Urban. Bethany will sweep it away and bring it up the floor herself. Starts down the left side. Kicks it over to the right. Keckner will cut in the middle. She's doubled up there. The defender reaches in, ties up the ball, jump ball. This time it's Cyclone basketball. 3:10 to go. Right now, Morehamon Academy has not been able to do anything to extend their lead. Ward is playing them nose to nose for the Lady Ravens, though. The big news and the good news for them is they're up 14. 3:08 to play in the third quarter. And a little look away pass to the right side. Ultimately, results in a little miscommunication between a couple of players. The ball goes harmlessly out of bounds. It will belong to the Lady Ravens. Keckner will bring it in. Urban walks it up. 3 minutes to play in the third. Coach Knowles on the sideline. He looks like a street car, or street cop, as he's directing traffic. You come up here waving somebody up, now stopping somebody over here. And now the ball's going to be stolen. Bounce pass to the right. Driving, shooting, and scoring. The bucket for Ward and Mercedes Dominguez. 35-23. 2:40 to go. Third quarter. Urban, all the way to the left side, right in front of the Raven bench, takes it to the baseline where her runner is up. Counts that bucket plus one. The bucket is up and in, and a chance at an eye at a conventional three-point play for the junior point guard, Bethany Urban. And if you're keeping your scorebook at home, and you should be, that is going to be the second foul on Emily Collins for Ward. She is the fourth player for Ward to have a second foul. Free throw. Got it. So Urban rattles it home, picking up her 10th point of the game, stretching the MHMA lead to 38-23. 2:22 to go, third quarter. Winner this one goes on to play Thursday. The loser wraps up the season with 12 wins. Here's a shot up, rims out, no good. Urban coming up with a rebound. Bringing it up the floor, splits a pair of defenders, cuts the door to the left side, keeps it dribbled alive, and lets the offense kind of run a little bit, set itself. Down low it goes to Folsom, back in now to Coker. dribbles it two times. No room there. Back it comes to Folsom. The freshman lobs it down to the baseline to Scarlett. It's off her fingertips. Scarlett's able to save it, and Lady Ravens will rescue the basketball, reset the offense. Jordan Rink in the game with a minute 40 to go. Third quarter. And the feed to Folsom, and a defender steps in front of her and fouls her. And here's the deal. The defender who fouled her comes about to her shoulders. A minute 39 to go. First player for Ward to pick up a third foul is going to be Mercedes Dominguez. Ravens from the baseline. Hooker shot, too strong. Here comes Bishop Ward. They've got a lot of go in him. Here's a running shot. It's up and counted, plus one. Scarlett trying to get down the floor in time, but did not get planted. It'll be her first foul of the game. And an opportunity and a three-point play for Aliana Mendez. Mendez was a half a dozen points, her first free throw of the night. It's up, a little bit short, rebounding it down, Ravens. 1:27 to go in the third. You've got Hannah Cody back in the game, the freshman. The drive to the right side, Urban has it stolen away, and again, Nez Vasquez. Incredible speed. Here comes Ward. The feed to the top, 17 feet away, the shot, got it! The bucket by Jaden Oropeza, her 11th point. 38-27 with 1 minute left, third quarter. Urban, little skip pass out on top. Back over to the left, it'll go to Folsom. She'll put it on the floor a couple of times, brings it out to Cody. Goes left side, Coker, back to Ring, back to Cody. She'll go in, and she goes, or rather it's Urban who goes up with the shot and gets fouled. So Bethany Urban putting up a shot. Gets bumped pretty hard. Coming to the free throw line, and that's going to be foul number three on Neb Vasquez. The Ward has two players with three, two players with two. Free throw. Bounces around. Looked like a pinball machine. It just wouldn't quite go where he wanted it to. She needed a flipper to help bump that thing back up in there. Bethany, one more free throw coming up. That one does not go in either, and a rebound cleared away by Bishop Ward. Half a minute to go in the third quarter. Morehill Mount Academy has no player with more than one foul. Here's a drive out on top. The cut to the free throw line. The ball's going to be batted away. Ravens are going to steal it. Plenty of time. 20 seconds left. All the way to the other end of the floor. The shot goes up, gets blocked, and a foul is going to bring Cody to the free throw line. And for Ward, fouls going to be concerned a little bit. That's going to be the first one on Mendez. It is going to be the fifth of the second half by Ward. And at the line, Cody. A couple of free throws. First of which is not going to go in. We got a Ward player limping a little bit as she comes off the floor here on the near side. One more shot for Hannah Cody, and it's in. She'll hit one of two free throws, and the Ravens lead now 39-27. 11 seconds to go, third quarter, and the ball's going to be stolen by Urban. Up the floor with six. She'll come to the top with three. That's a long shot. It doesn't go in. And at the buzzer, we go to halftime, or go to the end of the third quarter. We'll have the fourth quarter coming up here in Atchison, Kansas. After three, Morehill Mount Academy 39, Bishop Ward 27.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
three quarters, Ward continues to be led by Jaden Orpiza with her 11 points right behind her. Mercedes Dominguez with 8 and half a dozen for Aliana Mendez. For MHMA, what a nice game by Hannah Coker with 11 points, 10 for Bethany Urban, Caitlin Folsom with 9. As those three lead the way for head coach Noel and the Lady Ravens. Again, both of these teams coming in tonight at 12-8. Morehamon Academy getting the number 4 seed and ultimately the home game by virtue of having won the one previous meeting between these two teams earlier this season down in the McLeod tournament. For MHMA, it's going to be the starting five. Scarlett, Hannah, Nora, Bethany, Caitlin. And for Ward, a quick scan is going to be Isabella, Nebs, Jade, and Mercedes, and Emily. Here we go. The ball's going to be knocked away, and I thought maybe that was a clean steal, but the official over on the sideline is going to come over and disagree with that. We will have a foul called. It is the fourth foul of the game by Nebs Vasquez. It is also, and maybe as importantly, the sixth foul of the second half. Here's a turnaround shot by Folsom. It's wide to the left side. Picked up off the floor, and now it's going to be lost out of bounds. As she picked it up off the floor, looked like Jaden Orpiza got a toe down on the baseline. Lady Ravens getting a break, going to put the ball back in play. With that stoppage of play, Neves Vasquez is going to check out with those four fouls. 7:40 to play in the game. Inbound it comes, out on top, and a three for Bethany Urban is good. Bethany collects her 13th point of the game, leads all scorers. It is now 42-27. 7.5 to go. The feed across to the left side for Ward. Going to have to be a bit of a hurry-up, come-from-behind game as they missed a long shot, and they're going to say that out of bounds goes the rebound. It was very close up. Perhaps they were able to have saved it in down at the baseline, but the official perfect position says no. Here comes Morehill Mount Academy. 7:11 to go. They're up right now by 15. Have led by as many as 21. Here's Coker going three. No, and a rebound cleared down by the Lady Cyclones. Orpiza gets the board. Outlets it to Emily Collins. A little look away pass again over to the right side that nearly tripped Mercedes Dominguez. But she's able to reach out, grab it, and as she dumps it over to the left edge, we're going to get a traveling call on Fierro Neri. Ivana Fierro Neri. And a timeout. Yep. Warren's taking a break. Let's enjoy it, Joseph. With only 6:48 to play in tonight's high school game, it is the Marhamon Academy Lady Ravens 42, Bishop Ward 27.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Lady Ravens with the ball, with the lead. And into the forecourt comes Bethany Urban, the junior point guard for MHMA. Topside with it is going to be Keckner. She'll push it off on top. Coker, cross over to the left side. Urban, she'll attack the baseline. Running shot up, won't drop. Rebounding it down is going to be Ward. And back the other way with the basketball. Lady Cyclones. They are battling hard, but have a hill to climb. Trending it by 15. The drive, but the baseline of the left-handed shot goes up, not in. And a Raven foul. As our official comes over to the scorer's table, we'll find it will be the second this evening by Hannah Coker. It is the 4th. Yep, 4th foul of the second half for the Lady Ravens. And Coker picks up another one. Two fouls in less than 5 seconds for Coker. So it'll be her third, and Ward will send Jaden Oropeza to the free throw line. She's the team-leading scorer with 11, hasn't had a free throw tonight. The shot rattles out. In fact, before that free throw, how many free throws has Ward had tonight as a team? One. Hardly getting a look at it from the free throw line. That one won't go in either, but an offensive rebound underneath and a double dribble to the basketball. 6:14 to play. MHMA is still hanging on to that 15-point, 42-27 lead. And they're hoping to come away with a W here tonight. The winner goes to Perry McCompton High School for the 3A substate there, and will be playing Thursday night at 7. Coker with the ball way up on the left wing. Kicks it between the circles to Keckner. Skip pass to the right to Urban. Raven's not really looking to put up any long shots. Went a high percentage one in the middle, like that one from Folsom, who lays it up and in. Work the ball around, and when you finally get a really good shot, you take it. Now the ball is going to be stolen. Here comes Urban. Drives down, crosses over, misses the shot. Rebound, Scarlett! Whoa, Scarlett Bagley! Big time shot for the senior. It's now 46-27. And a Raven foul up the floor. Ward again coming to the free throw line. And in fact, as that is Raven team foul, 6. Both teams have committed 6 second half fouls. So while we will have a pair of free throws here for Fierro Neri, the first of which will not go in, we will be shooting free throws on every foul the rest of the night. Ward has not had a lot of free throw opportunities. We were chronicling that a moment ago, but they have taken advantage of none of them. They're now 0-for-4 as a team at the free throw line this evening. And this one goes in! First point of the night for Ivana, 46-28. And we're inside 5:15 to play. Jordan Rink is coming to the lineup for the Lady Ravens. Jordan will pass down to the baseline. It'll be slapped away from Scarlett Bagley and knocked out of bounds. The Bishop Ward cheer section is on the far baseline on the left side, right in front of the Morecambe Academy bench. And the MHMA cheer section is on the right side of the baseline in front of the Raven student section. Here's a three by Urban. No. Nice rebound, Scarlett. Followed up, Urban. No. Nice rebound, Scarlett. Followed up, no. Rebound, Scarlett. Followed up, no again. But we will ultimately have a foul called, and it is going to be on Scarlett. I don't know. Her third foul. Here's the thing. One foul, about 4 rebounds. It's not a bad trade with 4:50 to play. 46-28. Here's a runner, short, and a rebound to Folsom. Caitlin sweeps it down, hands it back to Bethany Urban. And the Lady Ravens again. You would expect to become a little bit patient, very selective with her offensive shot taking. Here's going to be Rink with it. The feed in the middle of Folsom again. Starts to go up with a shot and travels with a basketball. Right now on the floor, well, now this is going to change a little bit, but Mario Mount Academy has 3 tall players on the floor right now. With Jordan Rink and Caitlin Folsom and Hannah Coker. Here's a shot from the other end, missing, and a rebound taken away by Ward. Baseline 3 off the mark. Urban with the carom. 4 minutes to play. Outlet to Coker, and there's the senior bringing the ball back out on top. Run some time. To the baseline right, Hannah Cody has come in, the freshman. The feed to the block. Folsom uncontested with a sweeping layup. Caitlin Folsom makes it 48-28, and it 3:40 to go in the game. Morehill Mount Academy leading by 20 has an insurmountable lead. I think that you can gas up the car and get the map out and find your way to Parallel Compton Thursday. We're going to take a timeout. Joseph, what do you say? With 3:46 to go in the game, it's all Lady Ravens here at the Haverty Gym. Morehill Mount Academy 48, Ward 28.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside. Located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Hey, good to have you with us here in the Haverty Gymnasium tonight. Matter of fact, it's so much fun to have you with us that I'd say we do this tomorrow night. How about that? We're going to come right back here as it will be the guys' first round of the Class 3A Substate. The MHMA boys will be hosting the Eagles of Silver Lake. So we're going to be doing this again tomorrow night with the guys' game here on CARE. MHMA putting the ball in play, and we'll get it into the forecourt on the outlet pass to Coker with 3.5 minutes to play, leading it by 20. On the right side, it's going to be Cody. Pivots with the right foot, travels with the ball, no whistle, and there's going to be a foul called inside, and that will probably be putting Cody at the line for the 1-and-1. I say she traveled because she had the ball, pulled up, and then stepped forward. But before she began to move, step back with the back foot in a clear travel, but got away with one. Folsom's going to come out of the game, and back in comes Scarlett Bagley. So Scarlett on the left side of the lane, Coker on the right side of the lane. You've got Rink and Urban in the backcourt. Cody at the free throw line. The first one is going to be wide to the right side, and the rebound is going to be out of bounds, and it will be Raven basketball. So while MHMA not able to put anything on the board, they will control the ball with 3:28 left. And now the official says, wait a minute, you know, maybe I had the wrong way. It's going to be Ward basketball. And back up the floor, it's the Cyclones. The feed in the middle, stolen! MHMA coming up with the ball. Outlet up the floor. A little too high, a little too long. Montana to Rice, you know, but kind of out of his reach. 3:10 to go. Lady Ravens up 20. Ward with the basketball. They're being really patient with it for a team down 20. No sense of urgency. Mendez passes over to the left side, and it will escape Oropeza, go into the crowd, into the Ward, above the Ward bench, and Lady Ravens will bring it back in play. As Bethany Urban comes across the floor, she gets double-teamed in the forecourt, goes all the way to the baseline, skips it over to the left side. Cody with the basketball. We're at 2 minutes and 40 seconds left. Cody, little forearm. No offensive foul. Cross-court, it goes to Urban. Backdoor underneath. Scarlett back out on top. Urban, she'll go for the open three. Can't can it. And a rebound cleared away by Ward. Up the floor, Dominguez. Now the outlet, running shot. No. Rebound, Scarlett with another board. And his bodies fall to the floor. Let's see where this foul is going to be called. The foul will be the fourth of the game on Bishop Ward's Mercedes Dominguez. Scarlett Bagley returns to the free throw line. Scarlett is 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Having a good free throw night. I hope I didn't hex her with that. First one. Yeah, doesn't go in. Rebounding it down. Here comes Ward. 2:22 left in the game. 3-point baseline shot off the mark. And an offensive rebound underneath. It's going to be rotated off top. Starting into the lane. The kickback straight away. The three, no. Rebound this time, Coker. She's fallen to the floor as a defender kind of had her wrapped up, and it's going to be Hannah Coker at the line on the other end of the floor. But for that one, it's going to be on Bishop Ward's Emily Collins, her third. And we're down to 2:08 to play. On the left side of the lane is Folsom back in the game. On the right side is Bagley. Front half of 1-1 will not go in for Coker, and it is a Cyclone rebound. Also out there for MHMA, it's going to be Urban and Keckner. The ball stripped away. It's on the floor. Ward picks it up and gets a timeout. That was a good timeout by Coach Orpiza. Let's do it. We're taking a break with 1:55 to play. Your score, Ravens 48 and Cyclones 28.
Only Taco John's Valueless menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. Try our new Nacho Crunch Burritos with seasoned beef for just $2 or grilled chicken for $3. The Valueless menu, only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we could compare our wild-caught Alaska Flounder fish tacos to other drive-thru fish options. But we have better fish to fry and serve with fresh pico and chipotle lime sauce. Alaska Flounder fish tacos are 2 for $6.50 for a limited time at Taco John's.
Oh, with a little cowbell in the background and the transition music, we return to the Haverty Gymnasium here on the Mar Hillmount Academy campus in Atchison, Kansas, where with 1:55 to go in the game, the Lady Ravens are getting set to pack their bags and go Thursday night to Perry LeCompton. It is Bishop Ward basketball coming out of the timeout. They're going to bring it up on top and put it in the hands of Neves Vasquez. Vasquez kicks it to the left. Collins thought about the three, doesn't. Neves will take the three. No. Off to the right side. Rebounding it down, Ravens. There's got to be a mass substitution. Somebody needs to, like, accidentally lose the ball out of bounds. Stop play. And, oh, it wasn't quite away. 1:20 to go. Ward down court. Vasquez rockets the pass to the right side. The baseline jumper. And rebound saved by Ward. Out on top. Straightaway three. No. Rebound on the baseline. Here they come. The Mar Hillmount Academy with 1:08 to go in the ball game and leading by 20. We'll make a 5-player substitution. The ball will be put in play by Nora Adams. Up front with it will come Hannah Cody. In the forecourt, you've got Cora Thorne at the 5, Isla Hall at the 3, and Izzy is in there at the 2. We're down to 1 minute. The feed to the middle, and Adams goes up, falls down, and we'll come to the free throw line. 56 seconds left. 48-28. The free throw, no. One more shot for Adams. And here comes up the court. Neither one goes in. The rebound pulled down by Ward, and a player tumbles to the floor. Hit her knee really hard on the ground as she went down. And the foul is going to be on Adams. So it will be Ward coming to the free throw line. They're trying to walk this off. You hate to see a player get hurt at the end of the game, and that's Jaden Orpiza, who's had a great night. Leads her team in scoring with 11. And we're going to get a timeout, yeah. We're taking a timeout, let Jaden kind of gather herself. Joseph, okay, one more. This is going to be the last one. How about that? 48 seconds to go in the game. Lady Ravens lead by 20.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Hi, buddy, here with 48 seconds to play. Marhill Man Academy leads by 20. Tomorrow night, the guys gain. And then we'll be shifting our sights to Class 2A Horton Substate basketball. Oropesa still limping noticeably as she comes out of the floor and strides to the free throw line. Couple of angry dribbles, and her free throw is going to be a little bit short. And a rebound rolling around is going to be saved by Ward. And now we've got another player banged up on the floor for Ward, but most concerned that she is okay. She gets to her feet. Looks like she hit her chin on the ground, but looks like she's all right. She's going to stay out there. Emily Collins, tough, tough player. Inbound it comes, and we're going to get the three-second violation. Good defense in the middle by Morehill Mount Academy surrounding the Bishop Ward player, and Cody will bring it up the court. 36 seconds left. Cody has the ball knocked away, and we're going to have a Ward foul. That's Jaden Oropesa. Jaden's a little frustrated out here right now. She's got knocked to the floor and pushed around a little bit. That'll be her third foul. Coming to the line for a couple of free throws is going to be Cody. She's one of three at the line tonight. And one of four. One more shot coming up for the freshman. Looks it over. That one looks better. And it's in. 49-28. Half a minute to play. Quickly down the floor with it. Three-point shot, Ward. Right in there! That was a pretty shot by Mercedes Dominguez. And it's 49-31. Here come the Ravens with 13. And again, Cody, instead of bringing the ball to the top, tries to drive in the middle and split two defenders, forcing the foul and putting herself back on the free throw line. She hit one a minute ago and does not hit one here. Two of six at the free throw line, two of seven at the free throw line, and this rebound coming away to Ward. 7 seconds, six. Down with five. The dish to the left. 3 seconds. The ball batted away. It's going to go out of bounds, and that's going to do it. Your final score here tonight, Marham on Academy 49, Bishop Ward 31. And we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications post-game show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications post-game show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Back with you here in the Haverty Gymnasium, where tonight Mar Hillmount Academy came out strong, led from pretty much coast to coast, and cruised to a 49-31 win here this evening to advance to the sub-state site next Thursday night down in Parilla-Compton. A recap of the scoring this evening. First of all, for Ward, Jaden Orpiza, double-figure scorer with 11, and also Mercedes Dominguez with 11 led the way for Ward tonight. Coming off the bench, Aliana Mendez with a half a dozen. It was 2 tonight for Neves Vasquez and 1 for Ivana Fierro Neri. For Mar Hillmount Academy, Bethany Urban, 13. Caitlin Folsom, 13. 11 for Hannah Coker. Following them, it was Hannah Cody with 5, 4 tonight for Scarlett Bagley and Jordan Rink with 3. Bank of Batches and players of the game tonight. Got to go with that great group of seniors. All of them starting tonight. Scarlett Bagley, Hannah Coker, Nora Keckner. Bank of Batches and players of the game as the Lady Ravens move to 13-8 on the season. Ward will wrap up the year at 12-9. Tomorrow night, right back here at the MHMA gym, as it is the guys' turn in the first round of the sub-state, as the Ravens will be hosting Silver Lake. So I want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. Till we reach you next time, for our man Joseph at the Care Sports Studio, Tom Counts with you here in the gym. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.